My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, the video chat continues between Davin and Joe Curry, a.k.a. Dick Alderado's girlfriend, Mavis Mills. So listen and enjoy.
You're sorry for everything. You wanted my friend to fall for a lie.
Oh. Well, she said she's sorry for everything, and that,
so
you were repeating
she
what
lied.
She said.
Now I feel bummed. She lied to
she's
me.
She's come clean, just like
how
a...
could she lie? You know, how could she lie to me?
I don't know.
I'm on death. Think...
Well, especially...
I'm getting pissed.
Dick Alderado's upset.
I'm getting pissed.
He's risen from the near death.
Dick Alderado was a real person.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, he is, Joe.
He is. Dick Alderado is a real person.
Supposedly he had a couple of podcasts that nobody will ever hear. Yeah, sure you will. 9 months later.
Well, somebody was driving me like
your podcast,
horse, anyway.
Your podcast is like the missing episode of The Honeymooner. Sure, it'll come out 40 years later.
Yeah. Somebody's kept me busy lately.
Well, what you
but anyway, however, if I was this guy that was living in a house that got flooded out, and got beaten up by a car salesman and a mob and had a cat named Mr. Whiskers and this recently lost my... If this was all real, purposely lying to such a sad sack like that.
You almost make it sound like, Joe, you think they're bad people.
No.
Knowing all of that... I mean, look, not for nothing, she did have to sit through that shit poetry. But,
so did I, but I didn't lie to you. I told you it sucked right to your face. I respect you enough to tell you when you suck.
But you got a lot of respect for me.
I certainly do. I respect nobody more than I respect you.
Thank you.
Wait a minute. I think you respect me a lot, too.
But like
you
I
earned
said,
some tonight.
But it kind of makes you feel good that I was lying to him. Really? Well, you want to know something? You know how much fun I had writing that shit poetry? You were lying to me. However, you had to sit there and read that shit chowder that I was writing you.
And now she's going
and
through.
And back, so fuck you, too.
She's going through the interrogation from Bad Davin.
No, wait a second.
Yeah.
Do you people feel that I am not a good interrogator, that my methods are not honest? I think I've been very fair with her.
No. That's not it. I'm just saying that, like he said, this is a tough day at the office.
Listen,
she's on the hot seat because she loves Dick so much.
Well, here's the thing. If you're truthful and honest, this is a conversation.
Look.
If you're not, this is an interrogation.
Look. She's expecting to go on. You have beautiful eyes. So do you. I wish I was sitting there with you. I wish I was there, too. No. It's like freaking court.
But she's not expecting that from me. She knows I'm defending you.
Yeah.
She knows I'm in love with another.
But still, she's expecting something like that with pleasantries and nonsense.
Then she's a moron.
Is it hot there? But she's getting grilled.
Well, let's be honest. I am much more direct with her.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Although I do call Belinda on the carpet quite a bit, too.
Right. Yeah, but not as much as this. But
I'm not in love with her.
But like I said, she's going there thinking, it'll probably be some fluff stuff and, you know, and I can say, but you know what? I'm going to bring the boss with me, right? And this guy lays into both of them, and they're both like, hamana, 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 hamana. You know, and they got to think of stuff quick. Even though you're typing, you were asked a question, you've got to respond, not like within seconds, but quick enough.
Yeah, faster.
And you can't screw this up. I'm trying to get Dick Eldorado's money. He's coming into money. This guy and the other guy's coming into money. This could blow the whole deal. So we got to think of something quick, and we got to be damn good at it right now, this minute.
Yeah, really fast.
So, it's a rough day at the office for them.
By the way, Tom says, wait. Dick Eldorado is fake? What are you going to do, ruin Santa Claus next?
I actually portray both.
Funny.
That's true.
Do you need me to talk to Mrs. Claus for you? some stuff you need to find out. Maybe she's been horsing around with an elf from Ghana. I'll find out for you, Joe.
Probably welcome with a limp, too.
Sure. Shall we continue?
Yes, sir.
How can I believe and love you when you can't even tell the truth on your own? How many other men have you fooled with these profiles?
What is this about only love?
What this is about? She says it's only love. I'm like, how do you expect me about that? It's always about the money.
Did you say that?
Yeah.
But you want to know something? You want to know something? It reminds me of when they dragged Hussein into court for the simple reason it is, and I'll tell you why.
Okay. It sounds like the 9/11 tapes were dragging Hussein.
No.
I'm just talking to a scammer, for God's sake.
No,
people.
What I'm saying is when he dragged Hussein into court, you did this, you did that, never back down once. He never backed down once. Well, that's what I got. Never back down.
Yeah.
He didn't feel sorry. He didn't care. He didn't. But the scammer being questioned, being grilled, being, it's love. I'm telling you. Did not back to, is not
yeah.
backing down. What I'm getting at is that same type of bravado is this, what this woman has, or
that's
these people
true.
Have. They're being you didn't love. Well, we did. Well, we did. Well, it's love. Really? Really?
Really?
After all that, you still have the audacity to say it's love?
That's the story, Joe.
Yeah. That's
and they
thing.
Stick to, and you got to give them that no matter how tough it gets, they still stick to the story.
That's my story, and I'm sticking
to it.
Shall we continue?
You got to hand it to, in that respect, you got to hand
yeah.
it to her.
Yeah, she's really quite admirable.
She's not honored. Don't.
I said admirable.
Her. Admirable, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to admire the balls on that.
Yeah. Yeah. So stick to it and fortitude is really an inspiration.
Exactly, yes. Yes.
Yeah, I'm sure fake Davin swayed by it.
No, you're not, but just in this real Davin, she's still, I'm in love still.
Well, her team's got bigger balls than some do. I'll just leave it at that.
Oh.
Well, go on. But again, what I do with every scammer, every scammer we've ever had, I always give them an out.
Yeah.
Where I will call off the dog. Every scammer we've had.
But that's where I get back to what I just said.
Yeah.
What ball? You could at this point. All right, look, you got me. Or because, you know what? I got to go, and you never hear from them again. They're throwing it. You're throwing it at them, and they're just throwing it right back at you. They're not backing. They're not backing down as much as you're not.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.